My name's Justin Wooten, and I'm a farmer, Idaho potato farmer. I am a member of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. My brother, my dad, and I kind of run the farm. It's definitely a family thing, and our farm is unique in that we only raise 660 acres of potatoes on the 4,000-acre farm, and then we rotate it around. And so it's a 7-year rotation before we get back to potatoes. We're just out back and looking at the OmniTrack.
Okay.
Thanks. Love you.
Love you, bye.
Bye. My wife came up. She helps with the bills and helps keep me organized in the office. And she does a lot. A lot. So.
They need to be filed.
Well, they have to make copies and then be bound.
We both have our master's degree, and 10 years ago we said, I think I want a farm. Okay. So we moved down here, and his whole idea was that this was the best way to raise a family and teach them how to work hard and how to play hard.
And if you look way over there, that's Oregon. Clear over there. Water going out there.
We have 5 children, so I stay pretty busy at home, so I come up and help him whenever he needs help, and I try and come up a couple times a week at least.
For this day, we're thankful that we could all have a good day today. We could have a good day at school. Please bless our physical and spiritual safety. And we say these things in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Thanks.
We try to practice our religion in our daily life.
For the Jews shall be scattered among all nations, yea, and also Babylon shall be destroyed. Wherefore the Jews shall be scattered by other nations.
Our religion, we have, I think, the 2 main differences is. Well, 3 actually, that we have a living prophet on earth today that speaks to us just like Moses did in the olden times. We have the Book of Mormon, which is a testament of Christ when he visited the American continent after he was crucified in Jerusalem. And that was recorded in a book of scriptures. And the priesthood authority has been brought back to the earth through Joseph Smith when the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints was restored to the earth. So I think those are the things that set us apart from other churches, but I believe all churches are good and they all have good in them. There's steps that we have been taught in our church that we take, such as getting baptized and receiving the gift of the Holy Ghost. And the final step that it says in the scriptures is to endure to the end.
I served a 2-year mission for the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, and I was called to São Paulo, Brazil. I learned Portuguese and taught people about what we believe and taught them the gospel. These are some of the families that we go out and teach. So we believe in baptism by immersion in the water. So I baptized these 2 folks. The joy you see when you bring the gospel to people that may not have that in their lives. It's humbling to see how they can change their lives and how they have find joy in that.
So the gospel of Jesus Christ provides the greatest perspective of truth and offers the richest blessings. So he talks about...
I'm just going over a couple of crises. Having that internal perspective kind of changes the way you look at it. When my mother, father, sister, and grandfather were in a car accident on the way to a family reunion in Arizona, my grandfather was killed. My mom, she lost the ability to walk, and my dad has had multiple knee surgeries since, and it's tough for him to get around a little bit. When you get that phone call at 2 or 3 in the morning, knowing the eternal perspective that we'll be able to see our grandfather again, I think that helped calm my nerves and feeling that the Spirit of the Lord telling us, you know, this is what happened. It's going to be all right. How you doing, Jose?
Good. How you doing?
Good.
We got that one, and then we got a...
We were talking to the kids, and they said, we don't practice our religion when we go up to work. And I said, yeah, you do. We make sure that we're honest in our dealings with everybody, and we're telling the truth, and we're doing what we know is right, and we're respecting people from all different walks of life.
And he's studying to be an engineer.
Nice.
The LDS Latter-day Saints, the early members of the church, they came into a city, and pretty soon they're a majority of the population, and people are a little reluctant to change, and so that created the persecution. And today, you know, you're seeing large movements of migrants. I think everybody deserves a safe place to live and practice their religion in a way that's beneficial to the society. And you can't judge a religion by the extremists out there. The guys are out there right now hooking up the solid set lines. We hire laborers that come up on the H2 program, and they're hired for a certain period, and then they go back. These are jobs that we advertise a couple months here in the States, and you know, in the last 5 years, we've never had somebody come and interview for the job, and so then we go and pick these folks up from, in this case, Mexico, and bring them in, and they help us in the fall. As far as faith, I think it's important that people have a way to provide for themselves, and I think that this H2 program does that.
¿Vai comer poquito?
A mediodía, ¿vai comer? Or...
Oh,
lonche. As a farmer, I do feel like I'm a good steward of the land. We go to great lengths to keep the weeds down. We go to great lengths to keep the soil biology active and growing. It's making the world fruitful. We want to be good stewards of the land for the environmental impact as far as preserving for our future generations. We look to build the soil, create a vegetative culture that's beneficial to the land. When the Lord and Heavenly Father gave Adam and Eve the garden, he said, go forth, till, you know, work this ground, make it beautiful.
Never got to it.